Russian TV viewers are not getting the whole picture of what's going on in Georgia. Typical is this report from the state-owned English language channel Russia Today.
While the South Ossetian capital, Tsumvali, is now under the control of Russian peacekeepers, but shooting continues this morning. At least 12 people were wounded overnight. Russia's emergencies ministry has sent a mobile hospital and is delivering food and humanitarian aid to the city ravaged by the Georgian attack. Most of the city's infrastructure has been destroyed. But despite Georgia's pledge of a ceasefire, its artillery still shelled Tsumvali on Monday.
Russia Today has barely mentioned the Russian bombing of Georgia, but there was an exception. Correspondent William Dunbar mentioned it on the air on Saturday, but Dunbar's reporting apparently did not please his bosses, and he resigned later that day. William Dunbar is now in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. How come you resigned your job from Russia Today?
Well, on Saturday, I was asked to do a live telephone interview with the studio in Moscow. And the question was, what is the situation now in Georgia? And I just read reports that Russian Air Force, had bombed the central Georgian town of Gori. And so I mentioned that there were unconfirmed reports that allegedly Russian planes had bombed Gori. And I couched it in those sort of terms. And subsequently, throughout the rest of the day, I was meant to have a series of live satellite feeds to the studio where I'd also be talking about the situation in Georgia. And these were cancelled because I'd mentioned the Russian bombing of Gori. And I thought that in this situation, when I was prevented from doing my job as a reporter and reporting this piece of news, I could no longer work for this channel. I could no longer do my job, and therefore the situation was simply untenable.
So did anybody from Russia Today actually say to you, look, you can't say that, or if you're going to do any more reports, you know, leave out any kind of bombing that Russia has done or reported to have done?
Well, no one ever said that to me. I did hear through the grapevine, if you like, that the reason my lives had been cancelled for the rest of the day was because I mentioned the alleged Russian bombing. And I really want to stress that when I mentioned it, I stressed that these reports were unconfirmed, and I made it clear that as soon as they were confirmed or not confirmed, that we would be revisiting that issue.
So if you were so careful about your language, what do you think their problem was?
Well, I don't want to second guess their editorial policy, but what I will say is that, in general, they're not interested in the Georgian side of the story. They're interested in reporting just what they see as conducive to their news agenda. Reports of Russian bombs in civilian Georgian towns outside the conflict zone does not tell the story that they want to tell. So I'm not going to say that they make things up, but I'm going to say that they choose to selectively ignore things that don't fit what they want to project, if you see what I mean.
How long have you worked for Russia Today?
Slightly over a year.
So was this really the first time that you'd run into editorial constraints, that if your bosses indeed are Russians, or at least in Moscow, that they wanted that particular slant?
Well, no, it wasn't the first time I'd run into this sort of issue, but it was the first time that the issue at hand was the bombing of a civilian town, and I felt that that was significant enough to precipitate my resignation. If I can't report very significant news like that that's going on in my patch, as it were, then what's the point in me having the job?
Do you have any way of knowing if Russians are getting the Georgian side of the story at all? And for that matter, if the West is getting it right. There have been accusations by Russia that the West is only hearing, in fact, the Georgian side of the story. What is the bias that you're seeing from your end?
Well, certainly the Russian media that I've been paying attention to is definitely biased in one way. And I have to say that, you know, the Georgian media is also, you know, it's on a war footing, and so it's not exactly prepared to consider all angles. But I think there's no comparison between the Western media and the Russian media when it comes to the degree of slant, the degree of bias. I'm not saying that the Western media is sinless. I'm not saying there is no bias at all. But there's just not the same degree, you know, not nearly. It's in a different league. compared to the Russian media.
Do you know if the accusations by the Deputy Prime Minister in the Kremlin, who says that the Georgian army had been committing ethnic cleansing in South Ossetia, that over 1,000 people had been killed in the fighting, some of them burned alive. Do you know if that has been borne out at all?
I have no idea, and I can't say anything as to the veracity of that or not. But what I can say is that those claims have been reported in the Western media. It's being reported right now, we're talking about it. Whereas the bombing of various Georgian towns and the hard evidence thereof has not been reported, at least the hard evidence hasn't been reported in the Russian media.
So at this point, do you feel as though you are kind of on a mission to report the side that you feel Russians aren't hearing, since you are in Georgia?
Well, actually, no. I mean, it's not a crusade on my part. It's not a political protest. It's just simply the fact that I was not allowed to do my job, and so I resigned.
All right. Thank you very much, journalist William Dunbar in Tbilisi, Georgia. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.